Hi, welcome to Paul Don Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got John Lemanchek. He's the president and CEO of Cambrios Technologies. They are developing advanced nanotechnology-based touchscreen solutions. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, as I said, you guys make advanced technology touchscreen solutions, and touchscreens and smart surfaces are becoming such a ubiquitous part of the technological solution. If you're making a product today and it's involved in any type of a smart device or intelligent instrument category, there has to be screen feedback, right?
That's right. You know, it's very important for users to be able to touch and interact naturally with all these devices. You know, all of the smartphones and tablets have taught us that touch is a very easy way to work with these things. And so having touch get more ubiquitous and be on laptops, all-in-ones, tabletops, walls, chalkboards, everything. I think that's where the industry is going in terms of human interaction, and the stuff that Cambrios is putting in those panels can help enable you to do that cost-effectively, easily, and with a great result.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want this show to be an ITO bashing session, but I think it is important to point out that your solution is significantly different than the traditional ITO solutions.
That's correct. You know, ITO has a lot of issues with it. It's very expensive to put onto glass. You've got to have these massive vacuum deposition chambers. That's a lot of the cost of some of these fabs to put this together. With our silver nanowire products, we suspend these silver nanowires in an ink. And so you can put that solution using very simple roll-to-roll coating equipment on virtually any kind of flexible substrate, glass, plastic, really anything in a lot of different places that ITO just can't go.
Well, and, you know, and that's very interesting, John, to mention that aspect of it, because when you think about it, yes, there are advances because of the transmissivity and the conductivity of the final product on the silver nanowire, but the energy savings are greater on the front end of the design process than they are in the device itself.
That's right. You know, you think about how much energy is used, you know, in pumping down these vacuums, all the heat required to anneal ITO, all these things, even the patterning of ITO. You need nasty acids and etchants, and you're throwing away photoresist. With our material, it goes simply on in basically room temperature coating, and then even after that, we can use very low power lasers to pattern this. It's very clean, it's green, uses very little energy, so we save both on the front end and the back end, like you were saying.
That's really, really great, because as I was saying, it's going to get to the point where you're going to have painted surfaces with touch screens on them, because it's not so much that you need an active display for touch input, it just has to have information. It could be an icon.
That's right. You know, and not just clear things with touch, not just flat walls with touch, but, you know, round surfaces, curved shapes, kiosks, you know, around poles, your car dashboard that's shaped and curved. That's part of what our material can do that, again, ITO just can't.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, I don't want this to be an ITO bashing thing, so let's talk more about what your technology does, what Cambrios does. Is there a trade name for the technology, and what are the various iterations it's available in?
Sure thing. So what we make is called Clearome inks. And, you know, what we do is relatively simple. We take the most conductive element on the planet, silver. We grow these tiny little nanowires of silver. They're tens of nanometers in diameter, tens of microns long. You can think of them as little pieces of spaghetti made out of silver. And suspend them in solution. They lay on top of each other, and the holes between them is why it's transparent. But they have incredible conductivity because they're made out of silver. So they really solve the problem of being a great transparent conductor that can go just about on anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, when you're saying this about the silver, so it's almost like whiskers, silver whiskers that you've managed. Is there a proprietary aspect to your manufacturing process, or is there something you can share?
Well, you know, every materials company lives and breathes on its intellectual property. So we've got a broad array of patents, some of them really fundamental to the synthesis and the use of these silver nanowires.
Excellent. So now, let's say I want this technology, I want to incorporate it. Where do I start? What kind of support do you offer?
Well, so Cambrios really can help every part of the supply chain in terms of using our material to make a touch panel. Our direct coating partners benefit from our ability to give them ink, to teach them how to put it on any substrate, roll to roll. We help their customers in terms of how to pattern the material once it's on film, and even what other materials can work around our stuff. So what kinds of optically clear adhesives are used to laminate it together, how you want to connect it to the electronics. products. We work closely with all the chip makers, guys like Atmel, Synaptix, etc., to create reference designs so that we can help any stage of the process all the way out to a final touch module.
And I was just about to ask you that, John, that with a material science, you don't normally hear the term reference design, but you just said you have reference designs. Is it more to for the underlying other the peripheral technologies with your partners that they're using, or is it actually to really demonstrate the efficacy of your technology?
Well, both. You know, we've got to show people what we can do, and there's nothing like seeing and touching it yourself to make that happen. But more than that, we want to make this as easy as possible. So we've designed our material to be once it's coated on film, to use all the same equipment set that the touch panel manufacturers are using today, but then down the road, they can optimize their manufacturing processes with our material in mind and get even more cost and performance advantage.
Right, because it's not a high-power, vacuum-oriented, high-temperature process.
That's right. You know, they really don't have to make very much capital investment to radically change the cost structure that they can benefit from. And, you know, that's going to make touch be everywhere, and I think that's what consumers are looking for.
Excellent, John. Now, do you have any final thoughts for the audience before we end the episode? Oh, first off, start with your URL.
Sure thing. We're at www.cambrios.com, and you know, we're really excited about not just the touch market, but you know, these transparent conductors in general, in lighting, in photovoltaic cells,
sensing
everything, right? So I think touch is where we start, and then where we go from there is really up to the creativity of the people using our material.
Excellent. John, I really want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. It's especially when you start talking about things that are enabling intelligent devices, smart devices, next generation interfaces, because it's all something that our audience has to be on top of. So thank you very much.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me.
And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to listen to us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.